happens.
All right. Well, listen, without further ado, former Texans legendary running back and a.k.a. Bobby Fino joins us now on the Byers Barricade Hotline. Mr. Foster, a.k.a. Bobby Fino, let me ask you this, all right? Because this is the question that's on. It's certainly been on my mind. Listen, first of all, I've heard your album, which is great. How do you dispel the myth that, you know, athletes can't rap? And obviously by doing it, but how do you get over that initial stigma that, this is just another rapper or just another athlete trying to rap?
How's everybody doing today?
Man, I was waiting for that one. I was like, hi.
Appreciate you. We're jumping right in on it.
Appreciate you coming in, man.
That's all good. No, I like it. Hop right in. To be quite honest, man, I learned a long time ago, man. Everybody else's opinion of you is none of your business. And so,
okay.
There's really nothing you could do if you can't listen to the music that we made on this project,
yeah,
and distinguish it from somebody that's quote unquote just trying to rap and somebody who really understands what they're doing and really respects the art form, then you're probably not a big music fan to begin with. No disrespect, it's not fair. I learned that when sharing my music with everybody. Everybody listens to music differently. So, like, when I show my music to somebody and they're on their phone scrolling and stuff, I used to get mad, but then I'm like, you can't dictate how other people take in your music. Like, you just have to let it be what it is. And so I feel like if people give it a genuine listen, man, they'll understand the difference. But I do agree that athletes are usually pretty trash at music.
Well, and that's exactly right. That's the thing that I was – and again, I'm not just saying this because you were on, but our boy Figgy Fig, who was out there at your podcast deal at the Verizon place, I had that initial reaction too. I was like, oh, here we go, another athlete trying to rap. And with all due respect, you actually can rap. So let me ask you this. Obviously this is something that you didn't just pick up. You've been doing this for a while. When did you know, much like, you know, you knew when you were a good running back, when did you know, okay, listen, I can put some bars together?
I mean, I feel like everybody that does music probably should feel like that. But I think I knew it was a little different when the feedback started to change.
Mm-hmm.
You pass your music out. I've been making music since I was a kid, like 12 years old, 11 years old. I've been doing this. But you pass your music around to your little inner circle and everybody bumps it or, you know, hey, good job. And then that starts to change and they're like, yo, I really mess with this. Like, I would probably listen to this if I didn't know you. Like, it starts like real genuine conversations with people you love and respect. And really what topped it off for me was probably when I first got into the league, probably around 2011, 10, I started, I got good friends with Bun B. And I asked him, I was like, yo, let's get in the studio. He heard some of my stuff. He's like, he liked it. And so we made a couple songs together. And it was his, like, go ahead, like, yo, you can really do this. That's kind of initially the growth. That was the first time somebody who was established in the music industry heard my stuff and was like, yo, this is dope. And in the back of your mind, you're always like, of course it's good, but you don't really, until you get that stamp by somebody who's proven it.
Oh, absolutely.
It changes it.
And that's Bun B.
Bun B was on your latest podcast, correct? So I got to believe that was a lot of fun to be doing that. But your podcast, I've said it to you multiple times, is really, really good.
Yeah, he was, and I highly appreciate that. That was a real good conversation. I enjoyed that.
The difference between rapping and performing, I hear a lot of rappers say that they're better at rapping than performing. You've always done a little bit of rap, but how about performing? How hard is it to perform the music compared to just, you know, just laying out an album?
Oh, I think that's what separates a lot of people just trying to do music and then people who understand the art form, because what you want to convey on stage is everything. And so I took a lot of time and there's a lot of preparation. I put in like 8-hour days prepping for this show for a long time. Getting it right, getting the sound right, getting the, cause I have live music. I have drums, horns, keys. It's a real live experience, but I think that's the difference between, people just making music to make music and people who really understand the art form and respect it. And it's trying to convey the emotion that you felt while you were writing the records, to the audience. And so that's really, to me, what a performance is getting somebody to feel what you felt while you were making it.
All right, Arian Foster, a.k.a. Bobby Fino. You can catch his show here in Houston. Now, of course, you'll be in Dallas before that, Saturday, November 24th, at the House of Blues. I wish I could be there for it, but I'm going to be out of town for Thanksgiving. Let me ask you this, two-part question. One, for those that have never heard Bobby Fino, go check it out. Do it right now. You'll be pleasantly surprised. I can promise you that. But twofold. One, who was kind of, and you talked about Bun B, but who would you say kind of your rap influence was for those that have never heard you before? And B, are you a better rapper or better running back?
Yeah. Growing up, my favorite artist was Tupac.
Okay.
I grew up in a...
Do you think he's still alive? Do you think he's still alive?
Nah, I mean, he's dead.
Right. Damn it. Damn it. All right, well,
unfortunately,
I'm clinging to it, man. I think he's in Cuba, but again, we digress.
Definitely. Why would he be in Cuba?
Why not? Listen, his dad was a Black Panther, and his mom was a Black Panther. If anybody is Machiavellian, it's Tupac. Again, I digress.
But why Cuba? Like, why not like Bora Bora or like, why Cuba?
I want to say one of his family members escaped to Cuba. One of the ones that tried blowing up, I think it was a post office in New Jersey back in the day, like in the late 70s, I want to say.
No, you're talking about Assata Shakur. She shot a cop.
Right, and then she escaped to Cuba, right?
I'm just saying, Arian,
I'm not saying it's right, but again, we digress.
No, you're reaching, I feel, you know, I kept the hope alive.
Okay, I'm not alone in this. Okay.
How much is the acting helping you with your stage stuff? I mean, I've seen a couple of things that you've been on, a couple of television shows, that kind of thing. Does it play out? Did any of those people reach out to help you out? You know, following your dream in the music.
No, nobody reached out. I try to stay away from celebrities, man. This is weird.
I like it.
But I mean, to be honest, it's kind of one of the same. It's like you're channeling emotions inside of you that aren't necessarily there in that moment per se. You're evoking them, and so you make them come out, and it's an interesting experience, man. And so I'm looking forward to doing it in front of people.
Excellent. Well, Arian, man, I tell you what, we appreciate it, a.k.a. Bobby Fino. Check it out. It's on iTunes, Spotify, all the places you can find music. And like I said, man, I'm not just saying that because we're giving out your tickets, but it is actually legit music, and I certainly appreciate the effort. And you can definitely tell you've definitely put some time into your craft. So great luck, and we'll see you Saturday, November 24th at the House of Blues.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all take care.
Absolutely. All right, same to you. The one, the only, Arian Foster, a.k.a. Bobby Fino. His show, again, will be Saturday, November 24th at the House of Blues. Shout out! Coming up next to the gentleman to help orchestrate that. Plus, we'll take a trip inside the locker room. Lots to get to. Glad to have you aboard. Don't go anywhere. It's In the Loop on a Thursday.